KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
And that is right. It is time for another edition of WagerWise, and it is a very big week for our friends at the Elite Sportsbook and the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, because as of Monday, they were able to partially reopen. Alex and I, happy to be joined by Jake from the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. I guess let's go ahead and start this week with backtracking a little bit to about 48 hours, June 1st. The sports books, the casinos get the green light to partially reopen. What's available to people right now in Riverside?
Right now in Riverside, our spa, our hotel, and our a few of our restaurants, Ruthie's Fine Dining, and also 22 and Vine are all open for food options. The buffet is currently not open. And then also for gaming, the sports book has been opened, so we are accepting bets. We are accepting new signups at our resort club desk. And to go along with that, we also have a new signup bonus. If you sign up for a new online sports book account, we will match your first online deposit 50% up to $200. So if you deposit up to $400 on the website, we'll match $200 of that and give you $200 in free bets. So we're really excited about that. But other than that, other gaming options at Riverside include slot machines, electronic table games. However, the state is still working on opening up, blackjack, the poker room, things like that. So currently our poker room and table games are not open, as you'll find around the rest of the state.
Can you remind people how to get involved with online betting? And also, like you said, you're reopening, but for those that have maybe been away for a while due to all of this, can you remind the folks how they can make this happen?
Yeah, so if you don't have an online sportsbook account with us now, you just bring your valid ID down to Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Stop at the resort club desk right inside to the left when you enter the front doors there. And just give them your ID. You'll sign up for a players club at our casino, a players club account. And then with that, then you can use those credentials to go onto our website and follow the prompts to activate your online sportsbook account. That way you can bet from your phone anywhere in Iowa using our website platform. And if you don't feel comfortable, giving your information and downloading, our website platform and betting from home, and you want to do it anonymously, you can bring cash to the casino and bet at the window in Draft Day Sports Lounge.
And I have been through the process before. For anybody who's interested in trying to figure out how convoluted it is, it's not convoluted at all. I think it took less than 10 minutes when I set my account up way back at the beginning when things first got off the ground. Jake joining us. And for those of you who maybe missed last week's WagerWise, Riverside and the Elite Sportsbook, they are still working on getting the app ready to launch. Jake mentioned that with us last week. Other than the new sign-up bonus, any other promos that you guys are kicking around at the moment?
Yes, actually, we just launched a new promotion yesterday. It's for UFC 250. So if you bet a $20 parlay and include any of the fight card of UFC 250 in at least one leg of that parlay, we will offer you a $10 free bet. So we're constantly coming out with new promotions to keep things exciting and keep engagement up. So that just came out now, and we're also planning on the future weeks. We're going to be releasing some more. So we highly encourage everyone to follow us on social media to get up-to-date announcements on those at Elite Sportsbook. And we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
So now that we were starting to see sports come back, we're starting to see things open up. You guys, we've discussed how you're being able to open up just a little bit right now. What have these last couple months been like trying to come up with some of the things that people can bet on? Because I think one of the first things that we noticed right away that there was still that appetite for sports, and there was still that appetite to bet on sports, even when things shut down?
Yeah, it was kind of shocking to us, just like it was for everyone to see sports disappear in almost a matter of 4 days, it seemed like. So when that happened, it kind of made the most sense is go back to the drawing board and see what is there still going on, and then is that sport or event available or legal to bet on in Iowa and approved by the state. So kind of had to backwards engineer the whole process, and then see what some other people were doing around the world as well. And that kind of led us down the road of, you know, soccer leagues, Belarusian soccer leagues, Australian rules football. Seemed like just when we got that approved to bet on, about a week later, that was taken down due to the sports activity schedule in Australia being canceled. And then we kind of just kept going from sport to sport. And to be honest, Russian table tennis ended up being one of our most popular new markets that's formed from this pandemic. And now as the sports schedule starts coming back online, we're starting to see some more of the professional leagues come back, specifically soccer and international soccer. And, you know, now with the news in the NHL and NBA coming to an agreement, we're getting more and more excited and kind of getting back into the swing of things and hoping our guests enjoy the larger amount of sports betting types and wagers that are available on our website now that these new markets have opened.
You're listening to WagerWise here on KGYM, a partnership with the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. And as Jake mentioned, as of Monday, partially reopened. And the important part is that one of the parts that is reopened is how you can go in and get your account set up so that you can continue or begin, I should say, wagering at EliteSportsbook.com. Couple of the major leagues about to return. You mentioned the NHL. Stanley Cup futures are available on the board right now at EliteSportsbook.com. I don't see anything about the NBA. How much longer do you think it'll be before we see possible playoff odds or finals futures available there?
So it's just kind of getting finalized and announced, you know, within the past couple of days. So our risk team goes to the board and sees what different bets we're going to be able to offer. And once the format gets approved and all that. So I can't give you an exact date at the moment. I can let you know they are working on it. But I'm hoping to see those within the next week or two. But don't hold me to that.
And Jake mentioned UFC 250. We want to hit on that parlay bonus again, the $10 free bet to the online customers who wager $20 or more. It's got to be a two-leg parlay, includes the UFC 250 card, which is this weekend. That promotion began running as of yesterday. We did have somebody that asked a question last week, Jake, and I don't know whether you'll have the answer to this or not, but people are wondering what happened to futures wagers that were placed prior to schedules being changed around and things of that nature. I'm assuming that those will be graded as no contest, no action, and people will be able to most likely get their money back?
Yes. So first of all, that's a great question because we've gotten this a lot over the quarantine, and it all depends on the league, and everything is a little bit different. So for example, if a league was completely canceled and not postponed, the wagers automatically went to no action, and the bettor would get their money back right away. So any leagues that were canceled right at the beginning, you probably got your refund on that a lot sooner than some of the leagues that were in play, like the NBA and NHL, who just postponed theirs. So that kind of was stuck in limbo until they're deciding on what the league's going to go for from there. And then, you know, football is different too, but we'll get to that after this. So, now that the new schedule is out in new format, the action pretty much has been set to no action. However, our customer service team is very good about being on the side of the customer. So if you made a bet on a team before all this and you want to leave that bet on, even though it's no action, you know, we'll work with you and keep the odds or kind of play everything by ear, just depending on the specific bet that you made. So I can't say in specific, you know, that we'll keep something action at the odds that you wanted. However, we are definitely there here to work with you since this is a crazy situation for all of us to be in. For example, if you bet now on a NFL future or a college football future and the schedule changes at all or at least by 7 days, then according to our house rules, the bets will go to no action. However, like I said, if you want the same odds or you want to keep your bet, you can always call our customer service hotline and the numbers on our website, or reach out to our live chat on our website. And we're willing to work with you and come up with something that will work and satisfy you as a bettor, because like I said, customer service is one of our number one priorities.
And wrapping up another week of WagerWise, why don't you remind the folks how they can follow along on social media with what you guys are up to?
Yeah, so I highly recommend, with all these changing circumstances happening in the world today, new bets are constantly being put out, new wager offerings and new promotions. Follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Elite Sportsbook. Otherwise, make sure to visit our website and check out all of our fun promotions and what you can wager on now in this limited sports activity schedule.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at elitesportsbook.com.